Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and
everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. You have joined in here with the Dr. Scott Warner Hour, and if you'd like to ask a question of Dr. Scott Warner, just call on into the radio show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. You'll be taking questions for medical intuitive questions, herbal questions, wellness questions, whatever medical question is on your mind. This is our one show we do out of the whole week, so it's your one opportunity to get in, and all you got to do is call the number 347-884-8245, press the 1 on your phone, and here is Dr. Scott Warner.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you fine.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, thank you for listening to the show today. And today we're going to talk a little bit about getting somebody else to help you with your health concerns. There's a chapter in my book, Take Back Your Health, by Scott Warner, MD, that's on Amazon, Balboa, Barnes & Noble. And I wrote this book 6 years ago, and one of the chapters is I call the master healers and beings of light to assist my healing. And it's really fascinating. I was thinking about doing this last week, but I've got more to add this week because of my story. As you know, if you've listened in, about 2 months ago, I had my own health concern. I had done a clearing on a world leader who had 40 demons in his system that was making him be quite a tyrant. He was wanting to start World War III, and did a clearing on him and got attacked that evening by the cabal and ended up having my own health concerns, and stubbed my toe, fell down, and hit my head against my bedpost, and I had a cyst in front of an old cyst that I had in my ear, and it burst this cyst, releasing a bunch of parasites and bad bacteria that started to invade my body. The parasites and the bacteria went down into my, well, they first started out infecting my head and my ear, my inner ear, took away my balance system, my labyrinthine system, and made me have a severe ringing in my ear and severe pain in my inner ear. And then the infection spread throughout my body and went down and attacked my liver and pancreas, and my pancreas was already weakened from a previous health issue that I had when I got a stone trapped in the ampulla of Vader. And back then, I actually had a very powerful healing. And so I'm going to talk about this a little bit. This is a powerful way to heal ourselves, to restore perfection to our bodies, emotions, and soul. To do this, we always look not just within, because looking within will help us heal ourselves, but sometimes when we're ill and we've got negative energy around us, we are unsure if the messages we are getting are the right thing. And so sometimes it's good to look outside ourselves. Now, one of the things I always do is I take a big deep breath with the intent to clear my body and my thoughts. And I hold the breath for 10 seconds, letting the prana of God come into my body and instilling the energy and perfection of God within my body and within my lungs with the oxygen, and let it flow into my body. Then I take another breath and hold it for 10 seconds with the intent to call upon the master healers, Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Sulong, and others, you know, Saint Germain, in whom you have faith, with the intent to receive healing and inspiration and knowledge. And then you release the breath, visualizing the master healers assisting you with love and light, infusing your body, your emotions, and your thoughts. If there is a specific concern, for example, an organ or tissue that needs some intervention, you can ask the healers to assist you, and you give them permission to intervene. I always send healers love and gratitude for taking care of me, and when they are done, I thank them for their assistance, and I am open to follow-up visits as needed. You know, just like the doctors always want you to come back and let them check on you and see how you're doing, we need to be open to having multiple visits from these healing masters and angels. And so I use this technique quite often. Now, when I had my pancreatitis 6 years ago, I was considering a trip to Brazil to meet John of God and to see him and see how the people are healed and to have myself healed. And Vicky's mom actually loaned us a book about John of God by Heather Cumming and Karen Leffler. And as I read it, it revealed how John heals the people that come to him and that are having problems. And John of God's faith opens the heavens and the channels the energy necessary for those who come to him to heal. But there's more. Various master healing beings and surgeons who've crossed over to the other side with marvelous skills for healing assist him, as the faith required for the people desiring to be healed is proven and matured, with their belief and faith being so deep that they can allow John to cut anywhere on their body, even their eye, with a blunt kitchen knife or some other instrument, trusting him with their life. He even puts instruments up through into the nose, and it looks like he's going up clear into the brain sometimes. And you're like looking at it going, whoa, that takes a lot of faith to let him do that. Well, in November of 2011, a knife-like pain started stabbing me just below my stomach with swelling after every meal. And intuitively, I asked what was causing the pain. And your pancreas, said the masters. The pain was worsening by the hour, and I was unsure what to do. As we had been reading about John of God, I wondered if I could go to Brazil to be healed, or if I'd even have time, because I was really sick. As the pain worsened, I knew I wouldn't be able to travel much longer. That night, I called upon the masters of healing, as well as John of God and his inspired healers. I awoke the next day feeling as if I was coming out of anesthesia. I felt as if there had been many healers in the room that night, healing my body and organs and doing spiritual surgery and some physical surgery on my system. I knew that my prayers had been answered because the pain was gone and my pancreas felt like it was flowing and working again. And so faith is the key, asking is the action, and healing is the result. Now, this is kind of an interesting story because just recently when I fell down, hit my head, and it released parasites and bad bacteria into my body, again, it hit my pancreas. And my pancreas was in a weakened state anyway, and it stopped producing insulin. And within less than a week, I ended up in the ER in diabetic ketoacidosis because before I'd been producing some insulin and I controlled the diabetes. It was type 2. I controlled it with diet and with prayer and with asking John of God's assistance to bring me stem cells that would produce insulin into my body whenever I felt my sugars were getting too high. And they would. But this time, it was really bad and ended up having a blood sugar of 760 and ended up in the ER. And my kidneys was shutting down. My pancreas had already shut down. My bladder was the size of a watermelon, had 3.7 liters of fluid in it. The doctors were very surprised it hadn't burst. And if it would have, I would have probably been dead. But there was many miracles that occurred that kept me alive. And I know the herbs and some of the things I was doing actually helped my body stay strong during this whole thing. But I spent the next 3.5-4 days in the ICU here in St. George, the intensive care unit. I was in a severe acidosis. My potassium was too low. My magnesium was too low. My electrolytes were totally in imbalance. And I needed the help of the Ascended Masters. The second day in the ICU, I had a short near-death experience where I was left my body and started floating on the ceiling looking down at my body, and my silver cord was still firmly attached, and I had the thought, geez, well, if I'm dead and I'm floating on the ceiling, why is my silver cord so well attached? And I looked up, and there was five angels surrounding me, and they said, it's not your time yet. You need to stop and observe what's going on and take better care of your body. You need to heal your body. You need to stop putting out your energy to others to heal them and use the healing masters just to heal other people, so that I wouldn't use all of my energy. And I knew this. I had learned this 15 years previously, that I needed to not give my energy to others, that it's given to us to help us have our experience here on the planet. And many of us will give our energy to others. And Carolyn Mace talks about this in a book about how we start out our day and we're already giving our energy away to other people, our children, people in our lives. And so we'll start out the day fatigued because we don't have our energy. And she says you need to take back your energy and keep it within your own body. And it's important for us to ask the healing masters, the healing angels, to assist others in their healing, because they have more perfect energy in higher dimensions and for higher healing. So quite fascinating. So after this experience, I knew I had a lot going on, and I was so fatigued, and I would test and see where I was at. When I got out of the hospital, I was only at 10% functioning previous to getting sick. And that wasn't very much. I mean, literally all I could do was lay around the house and to get up and give myself insulin and feed myself. And it wasn't very much energy, and I needed lots of help. And by 2 weeks, I was up to 25% energy. And so I was coming along. I was slowly improving. And then I got stuck at about 30-35% of my energy, and I couldn't move it any further. And everything I was taking, everything I was doing, was not helping me get beyond that 30-35%. And every day I would meditate, I would pray, I would ask the healing masters to assist me, and just got stuck. And about 35%. And so about a third of my energy from before. So I felt pretty good in the morning, but by noon, I just had no energy left the rest of the day. So it became a problem. And I deal with a lot of people who are the same way. They've got chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, they've got chronic inflammatory illnesses that just disable them and make their energy so low. And our bodies are fighting these organisms, and especially viruses, bacteria, fungus, and parasites. And I found through my 30 years of doing alternative medicine that killing off the bugs really helps. And so I started doing another parasite cleanse because my legs started hurting, and they started feeling like there was bugs moving in them. So I decided, oh, I better kill these bugs. So I did, and it made my legs feel better, but it didn't increase my energy. And my sister-in-law, who I always call my guru, although I don't follow any gurus except the Ascended Masters, she has really been pushing the family to see a man called John Douglas. And I first met John in Fairfield, Iowa. He came the week before I got there and did a healing session on a lot of people. And when I got there, I did some healing sessions and also helped with people who had saw John and continued their healing. But I'd never actually allowed him to work on me. And going through this experience of having no energy and getting new diabetes, you know, having to be on insulin was just something I never had wanted in my life, because to be dependent upon a hormone to keep me alive. But I did want to live, so I took it very gratefully and effectively, and I was keeping my blood sugars under really good control. But, you know, having this fatigue just made me desire to get more healing. And Angela said how John Douglas works with the healing masters and the angels, just like I do. And he's very good at seeing what's going on in the body. And I needed another perspective, because, you know, here I was, I'm a great healer when it comes to others, but when it comes to ourselves, a lot of times we need to get somebody else to take a look at us and see what's going on. And all the healers that I had seen, there was a couple of them that told me, you know, your pancreas is still producing insulin, so you're not really needing to take insulin. And yet, if I didn't take my insulin, my blood sugar would shoot up sky high. And so I kind of questioned what they were saying to me. And so I ended up making an appointment with John Douglas down in Marina del Rey, California, which is just a little marina right there in Los Angeles. It's its own separate little city because it's a marina, but we stayed at the Marriott down there at Marina del Rey because that's where John Douglas was going to be. And, you know, we wanted to check him out. Vicki made an appointment with him also because she's had her fatigue and problems with glutens and different things. And she was really scared to see him because she had heard that he didn't believe that glutens was a problem. And so she had, you know, heard in many intuitive readings and even medical testing that the glutens were a severe allergen to her. And so she didn't want to go somebody who didn't believe in glutens. And yet we were both drawn to make an appointment. And so that's where we were. And we just actually left Los Angeles this morning and made it home in time to do the radio show. But I'm really, really grateful we went because we sat in on a healing session that he had, and both Vicki and I felt wonderful energies entering our bodies, did healing on the different chakras and sent points of light into our bodies and infused them with the healing master's energies. Also, it's hard to describe everything that he does because there's so much there, but it's very similar to some of the stuff that I do. And yet I needed to experience this and someone else walking us through this and helping us to infuse the light and expand the light and assist ourselves. Now, another interesting point I want to make is the day before I went into this session, I had a healing through Monica, who is a wonderful healer and full of light and love. And we did a healing on my ear because I was feeling this void where the parasites had entered in my body. It felt like there was this dark void, and I wasn't receiving any light in that area. And so I was still really dizzy. And she infused it with the pure light of God, and it assisted to fill in that void so that I was able to get my labyrinthine system working even faster. So, you know, there's other healers on our way to other healers. And sometimes, you know, one will do their part and we need to move on to the next one and have them do their part to assist us in our healing. And in this case, she did a marvelous job preparing my ear and healing the void and helping with infusing the light of God back into my body through my ear and through this area, the cyst in front of my ear. And it helped me feel quite a bit better. It brought my energy up to 40-45%. And that was marvelous. I was like, wow, this is better. I'm getting more energy and receiving more healing. Now, getting back to yesterday, when John Douglas did his healing, both Vicki and I had a five-minute slot where we went in and we had to be very concise with what was wrong with us. We wrote it down, and we handed John this piece of paper. And my wife went first, and I was not in the room because she wanted to just have her energy in there because, you know, sometimes when we're married, we meddle in each other's energy a little bit, and she wanted to be in there so that he could see and just tune into her energy, which was a very good thing. And he admitted to her that, yes, she had an allergy to glutens. And this just flushed her with this energy that she had more faith in him because he believed in what she believed. And then, but he also reiterated that there was a parasite, an unknown parasite that was causing problems, and there was bad bacteria that had literally destroyed the lining of her gut, and that she was unable to absorb minerals. And so this put her body in a state of acidosis, which was causing a lot of her fatigue because the kidneys have to clean the acid out of our bloodstream. And it was overtaxing her kidneys. And our kidneys are the center of chi in the body. So it was causing a lot of her fatigue because her kidneys were just overworked, having to remove this constant acid. And then he said something remarkable to her, that she actually had gout and uric acid in every cell in her body, and it was causing crystallization because of the acidosis, and that the crystals were causing a lot of her pain. And then he did something marvelous, which was to remove the infection. Now, we have this power within us. We are the gods, and we can control the bacteria, the parasites, everything. One of my famous things that I tell people is you make the statement, I remove all parasitic and bacterial interference from my body. And that making that statement three times, I remove all parasitic and bacterial interference with my body. I remove all parasitic and bacterial interference from my body. You'd say that three times. And you have the power to remove them from your body. And also with fungus, I remove all fungus and their interference with my body. I remove all fungus and their interference with my body. I remove all fungus and their interference with my body. And you can also do it with virus. I remove all virus and interference with my body. Now, I use a little different technique with virus. I visualize them being like little popcorn and making them easier for my immune system to see. And then I have my immune system turn into little Pac-Man, and they go around chomping on this popcorn and removing the virus from my body. Very effective. Anytime I feel a flu coming on, I pop a couple of herbs, and then I lay down and I visualize my immune system working like little Pac-Man, and the virus turning into popcorn. They eat them up and get them out of my body. And every time, within 20 minutes, I'm over the cold or flu and feeling much better. So we can do these things, these visualizations. So getting back to John Douglas, he also removed the virus that was causing some problems in my wife's body. And immediately, when he got rid of the uric acid crystals, the virus, the fungus, and the parasites, and the bad bacteria, she experienced a tremendous amount of relief from the pain she was experiencing, and immediately flooded with tears and emotions, got released from the years of suffering with this concern. Now, I had tried my best to help Vicki, but she needed an additional healer to come into her life and assist her with this. And the experience was absolutely beautiful for Vicki. And today, she has felt good all day. She hasn't been in pain. She hasn't been stiff. Her energy level's been good. And so I appreciate so much what John Douglas did for her. Now, the next experience was me. Vicki's mom actually went in front of me, so she was in between us. I always let the women go in front of me because I'm not one of these men that do that. And she had had problems with her eyes and bladder and different systems. And John found behind her left eye that has so many problems, there was a fungus actually infecting the nerve. And I had told Cheryl that, yes, there's fungus in your system. You need to take antifungals. But, you know, it's expensive to take antifungals all the time. And it takes energy. And you have to avoid sugars and all these things when you're working on fungus. And so when he saw that, he expanded her knowledge and told her that the fungus would be removed from her body. And he sent energy to remove the fungus from the nerve in her eye. And he asked her, are you able to see a little better? And she said she couldn't tell. And so he said, give it time. And you know, it can take a couple of weeks to experience these changes. But, you know, the changes are consistent with our faith and our belief, and the healers initiates the belief and the hope that something's going to happen. And so it increases our faith, which actually helps us heal. So very powerful for my mother-in-law. Now, he did some other things with her, and then it came to me. And I had 5 minutes, and he started the clock before Cheryl had even got out of the chair. So I was kind of, oh, no, my time's going. And so I helped Cheryl get out of her chair, and I sat down, and he started reading my paper. And my paper had type 1 diabetes started on April 22nd, 2017. And he's like, how do you know the exact date? And I said, that's when I was diagnosed and when I went to the ER. And he looked at that and he goes, you know, so you're on, how are you controlling your diabetes? And I said, I'm taking insulin. And he says, your pancreas is still producing insulin, but it's enlarged and congested, and you're not able to release it into the blood. And he said, you know, your pancreas is not totally shut down. And I was quite surprised, to tell you frankly, because I thought, oh, geez, I'm doomed to take insulin the rest of my life. And so I paid attention to what he was saying. And he said, what else are you doing? And I said, I'm taking enzymes because my pancreas isn't even producing enzymes. And he said, it is producing enzymes, but it's not able to release them. The pancreas is very swollen, and it's not releasing the enzymes. It's not releasing the insulin, the substance P, all of the different hormones the pancreas produces. It's not able to get them into the blood or into the digestive system. And I said, well, can you help it? And he said, yes. And he immediately sent energies to my pancreas to get the inflammation and the swelling gone so that the pancreas would be able to start functioning within my body again, because it was totally shut down. But according to him, it still could produce insulin and produce enzymes for me, which I was, you know, that gave me a lot of faith. It gave me a lot of hope. And I was very excited. And then he talked about the pain and numbness that I was experiencing in my feet, because that was on my page. I put down that, you know, I was experiencing pain in my hands and feet and numbness in my legs, which I experienced since my first pancreatitis 6 years ago. And he infused energy into my nervous system, and immediately the pain and numbness changed. Now, it's not totally gone, but it changed. It improved. And that there even gave me increased faith and hope and just elated my soul that here is a good healer, a great healer that is helping me have more faith, helping me have hope. And that's the most important thing a healer can do, is instill faith and hope into us, so that we believe we're going to heal, and then we do heal. So I've taken the first 35 minutes to kind of describe this. And I want people to, whoever has questions today, that we kind of look at healers and what they can do for us, and the master healers, the ascended masters, the healing angels, the archangels, those kind of things. So let's go ahead and open up to questions.
Okay, so we have one or possibly two calls on the line right now. So, Doctor, you have a little extra time with each caller. If you are calling in, please press the one on your phone, please. And let's go to Susan in Washington State.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Susan?
Well, I am, you know, I'd love to say I'm good, and for the most part I am, but there's kind of a little glitch. So my original cancer diagnosis was melanoma 17 years ago, and 13 years ago it spread to my liver and lymphatic system. 10 years ago my CAT scan showed that the liver was clear, and things keep kind of getting better and better, and I've been doing a ketogenic diet for 6 years and do Gerson therapy and hyperbaric chamber and saunas, and just November started having this pretty horrible rectal pain, and I found out last week that I probably got ovarian cancer. It's either ovarian cancer or a dermoid cyst, and medically I don't think there's any way to get rid of it other than surgery, which I'm hoping to avoid. So I'm currently laying on the floor doing coffee enema and a castor oil pack over my ovary, and anyway, I'm ready to be done and move forward with my life, and I feel really good. It doesn't make sense to me that it's cancer, but at the same time, even if it's just a cyst, I still, the pain is too intense to live a normal life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had malignant melanoma 30 years ago, and did all kinds of things. Hulda Clark put me on chelation therapy, Eziactin cat's claw. We did detoxing and parasite cleansing, antifungals, especially antifungals that affect Aspergillus, which is a black fungus that is very a part of melanoma. And over the years, I've found other things. Chaga mushroom is very powerful for killing melanoma. And clove is very powerful, clove oil. And you can actually take both of those internally. And Dr. Ingram introduced me to chaga. And chaga is a mushroom that grows on the aspen and trees up in Canada. And it's a black mushroom, believe it or not. And it has acrocyanidines and different antifungal, powerful substances that will assist with melanoma. The other thing I found was maitake defraction is very powerful against melanoma. And so one of the stories I have was I was introduced to this lady about 6 years ago who called me up. She had malignant melanoma, stage four. It had recurred, and she had heard about me that I had melanoma, and initially she just called because she wanted some pain relief. She was in so much pain because it had spread to her lymph, her colon, her liver, her pancreas, and it was in her nervous system causing a lot of pain. And so we put her on a complete regime of parasite cleansing, antifungal, but we put her also on chaga mushroom. And there's a couple of different companies that make it, but I really like the one that comes from, I'm going to go look in my closet here real quick.
because I
I
keep
the one from Fungi Perfecti out of Oregon.
Yes, yes, and that's a very good one. But another one is, let me just grab this bottle real quick because the chaga is so good, and they make a concentrated extract out of it. Oh, somebody moved it. But it's a very good chaga, and you can get it. Several companies are producing it, and every one of them are very good. But this one from Dr. Ingram is just amazing. And some of them make them in bathtubs with, you know, different substances. And he says, don't get those. Get the chaga that comes directly off of the trees and make sure that it's a concentrate that has been extracted in using methods of distillation, not using alcohols that have any kind of genetically modified organisms and different things, because they can pollute the chaga. But very powerful. And then the maitake defraction, a company called Mushroom Wisdom, has that, and it's a amazingly powerful substance against melanoma. And so anyway, this lady, she's when I started working with her, she was 72 years old in severe pain, had metastases all over her body. And we started working on her, and just for pain relief. And within a week, we had her out of pain, because we had reduced the toxins coming off of the melanoma, because there's a lot of toxins can come off malignant melanoma.
Right.
So you got to clean up the liver, the pancreas, open up the organs of elimination. So I'm glad to hear you're doing, you know, coffee enemas, because that helps clear out the toxins and helps the liver. And so you have some really good healers that are working with you and helping you, and you're doing the right stuff. And today we're just going to, you know, add the maitake D and are you taking chaga?
Not right now. I have in the past, but
okay.
I quit taking it because I started feeling better.
Okay. Yeah, the chaga can kill the melanoma, but when it dies, it releases toxins, so it'll make you feel like crap.
But it
does kill it.
Brought up the aspergillus, I think that's probably what my biggest problem is. I had breast implants for 23 years, and they were full of mold. And
yes.
So since I got them out like 15 months ago, it's been a major, major deal of trying to get rid of the mold toxicity, because as you try to kill it, it produces more spores. And
yes.
Anyway, it's hopefully someday
and
it'll be gone.
So we're going to do something even more today. I'm going to focus on you and ask the master healers, the angels of healing, including the angel of recuperation and restoration. There's all kinds of angels, and it's interesting. For every word, there's an angel created by God. In fact, they carry the energy of those words, and they come into our bodies, and they can help heal our bodies. So we ask the angel of healing to present herself, and we ask the angels of healing, specifically melanoma. Now, the reason I'm bringing up this other lady is it's been 6 years since I met her, and most of her melanoma focused in her right lymphatics under her right arm in the axilla. And she started getting this huge tumor. And the doctors were freaking out, saying, oh, we've got to remove this because, you know, it was causing her a lot of pain, a lot of problems. And when they removed that tumor, there was no cancer whatsoever in the entire thing, except for a lot of liquid toxins. And it was the dead fungus toxins, and the body had been pushing it out in this cyst and tumors. And when the doctors removed it, there was no sign of cancer. They dissected that thing up and they couldn't find anything. But when they took it out of her body, she felt so much better because the toxins had been excreted into this and they were no longer affecting her. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask the healing surgeons and the healing angels, the archangels and the surgical angels, the master surgeons on the other side to assist you and to help you remove all the spores and toxins and aspergillosis, remove all the fungus causing your melanoma. We are concentrating on your body. We're asking the elementals to assist also, who are all the fairies, the gnomes, all of the creations of God to assist you in removing all of the products of the malignant melanoma, to remove the melanoma, to remove the fungus, to remove the virus and the toxins and all the parasites, and that they no longer affect your body. And we ask this with full hope and faith that it will be so according to your faith and your beliefs. And we ask that all these energies, including the plant kingdom, that they give you and assist you with a little bit of their energy, that it doesn't harm them in any way, but they give that energy to you to assist your body to be healthy and strong and remove all cancer from your body, all toxins from your body, all fungus, all spores, all molds, all the excess energies that are not for your greatest and highest good, that are assisting the cancer to grow. We remove all entities, all demons, all spirits which are not for your greatest and highest good, and take them out so that you experience the pure and whole energy, pure energy from God that will totally clear your body of these maladies. And we do it in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Maha Chohan, and Mother Mary. And her mercy will be upon you and fill your soul with love and light. And do it, so be it, so it is. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. And just have faith and know that everything you're doing is assisting you, and the entire universe is assisting you, especially our beautiful nature upon this planet that loves us and that assists us with our healing. Go, I suggest you go out in nature and just meditate and sit every day for at least 30 minutes and thank them for assisting you, clearing your energies and bringing the sun energy and the sun people, and thank them for assisting you and opening up all the channels of light to assist you. And thank all the ascended masters and the healing masters, the healing surgeons. All, you know, you don't have to remember them all. Just thank them all and have gratitude, because a part of our healing is being grateful for our healing. And God bless you, every part of you.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate this. I skipped going with friends today on a 10-mile hike because I knew if the cyst ruptured and I was, 5 hours away from cell phone service, I might be in trouble. But I feel like that the reason that I stayed home was to be able to be on this call. So I greatly
yeah.
appreciate it.
Everything happens for a purpose. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Okay, do we have another caller?
Yes, let's bring in Felicia to the show.
Felicia,
hi.
Where's she from?
I live in Hawaii.
Oh, one of my favorite places on the planet. Peace and aloha are the beings there that have a retreat. They're above Honolulu, and that's the energies that they put down, and that's why everybody loves Hawaii, especially me. I just love the energy of peace and aloha. So, Felicia, what's going on with you?
Well, I kind of have a bunch of undiagnosed issues, and I'm just tired of waiting on a diagnosis. So I'm trying to do a little bit more of self-healing, and I thought maybe I could get some suggestions from you today on what direction I should go in.
It's quite interesting. The reason you have undiagnosed issues is because the doctors can't find what's causing your problems. And what I'm picking up is that you have an undiagnosable parasite, and you have some mutated fungus and virus that's causing problems with your glands and your organs. And the main organs that they're affecting is the brainstem, including the amygdala, the nerves, the thyroid, the pituitary, the pineal gland, the thymus gland, which is affecting your immune system, and the virus and parasites are affecting your digestive system and the second brain or the nerves in your digestive system. And they're undiagnosable because, you know, they don't have any tests to test for these things. And so they're very difficult to diagnose. And so we can't really hold fault against our medical people because they can't diagnose something they don't have a test for, because they believe in the scientific method. And so they have to find a test that will give you answers, and they haven't been able to do that. So one of the things I'm feeling is this unknown parasite is it was created in the lab from a parasite that is a roundworm, and you've also got a mutated protozoan that they can't diagnose. And these two parasites can cause a lot of problems in and of themselves. And they have, a lot of times when they mutate these bugs, they also mutate the bugs inside of them. And it feels like there's some mutated bacteria and virus that are inside the parasites and the protozoans. Now, what does that mean to you? If they can't diagnose it, they don't know what they're treating, so they won't initiate any treatments except maybe anti-inflammatories, steroids. You know, when doctors don't know what something is, they'll usually initiate steroids and anti-inflammatories just to reduce the pain and the swelling and the problems that are occurring, and with hope that, you know, it'll give you some relief. But what I'm sensing is you need to do parasite cleansing and add Rascal to it. So I would do Holda Clark's Parasite Cleanse, but add an herb called Rascal that was made by Hannah Kroger and is a part of Kroger Herbs called Rascal. And so you do Holda Clark's Parasite Cleanse with the wormwood, the cloves, the black walnut, but add Rascal, because that'll help get those mutated parasites and the protozoans. And I would do it for 2 weeks on and 15 days off. And the 15 days off, you need to get the mutated fungus, the mutated bacteria, and the mutated viruses. And believe it or not, wormwood is a very powerful antifungal as well as antiprotozoal, so and anti-worm. And so it will hit the roundworms, mutated roundworms, a little bit of the protozoans. The rascal will get the mutated protozoans. And so you take them together. We have a protocol, and you can call our office at 435-986-0025 and have Danyon send it to your email and make sure it's Hulda Clark's Parasite Cleanse with the Rascal and the plant enzymes and Tetra Cleanse, because you need those to help clean up the liver and the lymph and kidneys and those things. Now, in between, you need some really good antifungals and antibacterial and antivirals. And we also have herbs that work well for those things. And they come from two companies. One is called Systemic Formulas. The other one is called Inovida. And they're both out of Ogden, Utah. I use these two companies because their formulas are very powerful and they work. And they also help the organs that are affected, the pituitary, pineal, your midbrain, which we need to hit the hypothalamus, and the amygdala, so we need to charge up energy to hit the amygdala. There's, believe it or not, one of the best herbs for the amygdala is the CBD oil. And since it doesn't have the psychoactive component, the THC in it, it's very effective for helping get rid of bugs in the amygdala, and very powerful. So I would use the CBD oil. Now, this is just a spiritual reading. I'm just telling you what your guides are telling me, and so I'm not diagnosing you or anything like that, but what I'm telling you is information that your guides and your angels are telling me, and I just happen to be clairvoyant and clairaudient, and I can hear them and telepathically hear them speak to me. And you'll need to do at least 12 cycles of parasite cleansing and antifungal, antibacterial, antivirals for 15 days. And that's one cycle. So 14 days parasite cleansing with the Rascal and the Hulda Clark parasite cleanse with enzymes and things to help the organs of elimination. I use a lot of Tetra Cleanse. It's made by Solar Ray, and they call it Tetra because it helps clean the liver, the colon, the kidneys, and the lymph, the herbs inside of it. They move all the dead parasitic crap out of your body. And then during the cleansing of the fungus, the bacteria, and virus, I would use chelators and different things to continue removing heavy metals and toxins out of your body, because some of the problem is heavy metals and petrochemicals and toxins. So, and I would do it for a full year. Now, if you want to speed up the process, you can manifest perfected DNA into every cell in your body, which actually accelerates your healing. Now, I'm going a little overtime, and you go to the website, scottwerner.org, and download the 24-strand, the divine invocation, and you do it once a day with faith and hope and belief, and it will manifest more DNA in your body and accelerate the healing process. So, we're out of time, but I would do that also. So you can call our number and get some of this information. I may have to help Danyon find some of the information on the fungus, bacteria, and virus, but we'll get you started on the parasite cleanse.
Okay.
God
could
bless
you repeat
you.
The number for me one more time?
435-986-0025. 0025. And God bless each and every one of you. I know we're out of time, and so I'll let Mike take over. And
alrighty. Thank you, Doctor, and thanks, everybody. And again, to reach the doctor privately for, you know, whatever you need, it's all listed on the show page, okay? Everything, phone number, website, all Facebook, everything's there you need, okay? So right on the show page, it's right there. And the doctor is back each week here at this time here, Monday, 5:30 Eastern Time. And Journey in Light will be back on the air in 90 minutes. So catch us for the evening shows. Thanks for listening, everybody.